Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to our Fit Fridays edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie. I apologize for the noise. I'm recording this in my car on the way to work. But today I wanted to give you just a couple quick tips to help you maximize your efficiency on your lunch hour. So if you are like me, working full time, or maybe you just only have an hour to get anything done, and you're trying to build your dream on the side, let's be real. You've got little time, a lot going on in your brain, so you've got to use your time wisely. Tip number one is plan ahead. The night before, decide when you're going to take that lunch break, whether you decide that or your boss decides that. Know when in your day you're going to take that break and decide what is the most important thing that I need to get done to move the needle. So for me, I take a look at my major to-do list. What can I get done? And more specifically, what can I get done in bite-sized chunks? So if it's going to take me 10, 20 minutes, yes, I can get it done. On the flip side, a lot of times I'll plan my group fitness classes, right? I teach group fitness classes in the evenings and on the weekends. So that can sometimes take a lot of time, but sometimes not. Maybe I just need a refresher on my notes. So that's something I'll do during my lunch hour is plan my class or something that won't take you that long, but you know it needs to get done and you'll put it off otherwise. Tip number two, remove distractions. You've got big dreams. Don't be afraid to remove yourself from the break room, or you know, maybe you've got friends and just sometimes you're busy, so you need to just remove yourself. You know, understand that lunch maybe for you in that moment isn't a social break. It's time to get stuff done. If you are in an office setting and there's really not many places to go, you don't have your own office, you can't shut your door, then for me, I will honestly go in my car. I will drive to the nearest grocery store. I'll walk around in the grocery store, find a local deli, somewhere where you just have to buy like a coffee, twist my arm, I'll buy a coffee and sit there and pack your own lunch. So get away for a minute. It's great to get out of the office. It's going to give you some fresh air, get some sunshine, get some vitamin D, and I promise you're going to come back more productive through your afternoon. Tip number three is to set the clock. You have a fast approaching deadline. So, you know, set it for 20 minute increments. Okay, 20 minutes. Okay, move to the next thing. Timer goes off, move to the next thing. Now, I will add though, this probably isn't the best thing if you are trying to lose weight or be more mindful of your nutrition. Yeah, probably not the best to hustle on your work hour, but I get it. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Different priorities come first. And maybe for you, building your dream is higher priority than your nutrition, but it's okay. We'll find balance. So set the timer. And then your last tip is to stay on task. So keep a bulleted list, cross it off as you go. And whatever you don't get done, maybe you can knock it out after work or maybe the next business day. So I hope those tips helped. If you are like Lauren and I, building your dream on the side, we encourage you to keep going and don't stop. So we are here for you every step of the way to help you feeling happier, healthier, more motivated, and just a better person overall. So as always, find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Please subscribe to the show, share with a friend if you enjoyed this episode, and leave us a review. Let us know what you think. Have an awesome weekend, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.